President, Director General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I want to congratulate you, Mr. President, on your election. The current 102nd session of International Labour Conference should remind everybody, including governments and employers, about minimum standards that should be kept to make the difference between slaves of the market and the workers employed in hopefully free democratic works. It's necessary to remind two things. First, only less than 50% of the people are covered by ILO Conventions number 87 and 98. Second, the advice is given us now by International Monetary Fund, World of European Bank, rating agencies, etc., as the medicine against crisis fever force us to cross a very thin border between decent work and slavery work. Third subject, which should be recalled, especially during this session, is so the important role of the social dialogue as a fundamental instrument of shaping the balanced socio-economic policy during the time of crisis. In particular, Polish workers strongly confirm that the ILO definition of the social dialogue should be kept and not changed. According to the DG report, there are too many tasks of ILO standard setting and supervisory system, which shows how the standards are applied. Therefore, Polish workers strongly oppose any attempt to undermine the ILO supervisory system, because weakening the system may lead to the destruction of the ILO. We urge the governments and employers not to weaken the ILO, but to strengthen the standard setting, especially supervisory system. Regrettably, Polish workers once again are forced to inform this assembly that in our country, social dialogue doesn't exist, despite the fact that Poland has ratified both conventions and that we have national tripartite commission on economic and social issues, as well as a number of tripartite bodies and procedures. There is a real shortage of the social dialogue in Poland. Let me indicate some examples. Polish government changed the pension system against trade union and citizens' opinion without any negotiations with any social partners. Similarly, government put the parliament bill on working time, neglecting agreement reached by National Workers' Organization and Employers' Organization. Mr. President, just now the Polish Parliament has adopted this bill despite the union protest and despite the citizen protest. Additionally, government continues these bad practices through the arbitrarily prepared changes in the labor code. We read in DG report, so tripartite built on trust is the key. But what can I say about tripartite dialogue when members of my government, including Prime Minister, are less trustworthy than Pinocchio? What can I say about trust when members of government make serious offenses against national and UA law? For example, they don't allow elected workers' representatives fulfilling their duties in councils of state holdings in Polish Copper Miners Company, KGHM. I am really tired trying to work as the actor in government tripartite theater. Every day, same scenario, same decoration, same result. Nothing, nicht, nic. 2 years of work done by tripartite group of experts on draft of parliament bill prepared accordingly to MLC 2006 and UA law requirements reached complete agreement between ship owners and Siemens had been withdrawn by decision of the Ministry of Finance. And another serious breach of confidence when the deputy minister of my government declares during sea transport tripartization that ILO convention is not binding Poland. That convention has been ratified 5 months ago. What can I say when in my reborn democratic country, more than 30% of young people have no employment contracts. They are pressed to establish their own enterprise. That enterprise has no human rights, has no social security at all and no any cover of ILO instruments. It's only enterprises, not a human. Because of those facts, Polish workers require that the ILO, all structures, and all members ILO, will be going to make the conventions number 87 and 98 function as effectively as it possible. Those conventions are conditio sine qua non of authentic social dialogue and adequate measures to resolve the global crisis. It is obvious that fulfilling formal requirements is not enough. There is no social dialogue without an atmosphere of goodwill between all three sides. Unfortunately, I must say that despite ratification of both conventions and activity of plenty tripartite institutions, Polish workers are still waiting for the social dialogue. Thank you for attention. Sorry for any comment.
Muchas gracias, señor Dubinsky. Corresponde la palabra al señor Maloy, ministro de Empleo y Trabajo de Lesoto.